Welcome to the Terror Dome, baby.
We swarm, baby.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
We swarm, let them loose.
We swarm, baby.
We swarm, baby. All day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week and a very special, unprecedented episode of Tales from the Terror Dome. To my right, we got Grayson Wimbish, frequent friend of the show. This man's got so many free miles on this show. He's probably got a couple. Give me, like, he's got that platinum card. In case you lived under a rock, James Franklin is our new head football coach at Virginia Tech. You want to talk about swinging the momentum in your favor. This man has had a top 25 recruiting class each of the last 13 seasons. We got talent. There's about to be a massive influx of talent coming into Virginia Tech. When I say we're about to be back, like, I can't even contain my excitement. Like Ric Flair said, with a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment of my life. And for Virginia Tech football, in the last 15 years, it is. Grayson, how are we living, man? How you feeling?
I would like to extend the Ric Flair quotes that we're doing here, Dan, with another one. Because a lot of people today reminded me that I didn't want him. Everybody's like, you said, Grayson. I know what I said. This is what Ric Flair said. You may not like it. Learn to love it because it's the best thing going today. Woo! He's our head coach. James Franklin's our head coach. I am stoked. And guess what? Dan, I got to address, you know, I said I didn't want him. So let's start there. Let's go ahead and get into that. I didn't want him because that ODU game was fresh in my mind. Brent Pry used to work for James Franklin at Penn State. And at the time, I wanted nothing to do with any part of, no disrespect to Coach Pry, but any of the Pry coaching tree. And it transcends that. When that man, James Franklin, was at Penn State, he was easy to hate on. Why was he easy to hate on? Why was he easy to hate on, Dan?
Because he was robbing the crib every year.
Thank you. Robbing the crib. Who did he rob from the crib? Ooh, that's interesting.
It might be a shorter list to say who he didn't rob from the crib.
Thank you. Brandon Smith, 5-star recruit, Louisa County, Virginia. Trace McSorley, quarterback, Briarwoods, Ashburn, Virginia. Mega Barnwell, tight end, defensive line, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Tony Rojas, 4-star recruit, Fairfax, Virginia. Ricky Slade, y'all remember him? Running back, Woodbridge, Virginia. Christian Hackenberg, Fork Union, Virginia. We could keep going. I mean, like, we could keep doing that. I could keep naming them. Devin Ford, Virginia. You remember him?
Oh,
back
yeah,
when Boo was at BT, and they rolled out the red carpet for that young man.
Yep.
Franklin poached all of them. Give me the loot. Shout out Biggie Smalls. He came in. Give me the loot. He took them all. Ruled the roost for 12 years in the Commonwealth. Ate our lunch. Recruiting beds that we used to run when Jim Cavanaugh was on our staff. Selling ketchup popsicles to women wearing white gloves. So it was really easy for me to not like James Franklin. Selfishly, and he's our head coach now, so I'm not gonna say what I used to think, but maybe I thought he was a little bit self-centered. Maybe a little bit of a dork at times. You know, the Key and Peele sketch got a little old. But he's our head coach now.
He is.
And guess what? I think I'm going to learn to love this man really fast. And I think a lot of people, word to Pete B, he didn't want him either. I think a lot of people who didn't want him are going to learn to love it. Shout out Ric Flair. You got no choice now. He's our head coach. And guess what? That man was coaching in a college football playoffs semifinal game less than a year ago. Oh, how can I forget? One more, Dan. Tyler Warren, Mechanicsville, Virginia. And yes. By the way, just so everyone knows, he was recruited and committed to the logo at one point. Not sure if y'all knew that, but Tyler Warren was committed to Virginia Tech. And James Franklin said, I want you. And he went to Penn State. He's our head coach now. You can at me on the timeline. You can say you said you didn't want him. Sure, I said that. But we're moving on. We're turning the page. And we're rocking with James Franklin.
Oh, and he was robbing the crib. And like Mobb Deep said, ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Crooks. Nope.
That man scared was stealing from us.
Scared to death, scared to look. They shook. It's the truth. Shout out Nadia Vogt. She called me on the phone. That's the homie. She says hi, by the way. She was like, Grayson, I remember you said, we said, when Pry got fired, I want a head coach who's kind of an asshole, kind of prickly around the edges, and is someone who is obsessed with winning football games. It's kind of James Franklin. That man, the media don't love him too much. You know who else the media didn't love too much? Buzz Williams. And that man took us to a Sweet 16 and fixed a lot of what was broken within the Virginia Tech men's basketball program. And he left. And guess what? Who knows? Maybe 4 years from now, Franklin will do the same thing. Right now, it's the here and now. What are we going to do now? What are you excited about? What's like the thing at the top of your mind, if you had to pick one, Dan? Why are you excited that James Franklin is Virginia Tech's new head football coach?
Well, what is he, 128-60 at in his career or just at Penn State? I can't remember. He went to Vanderbilt pre-portal, pre-NIL, strung together two. It was like 1-7-win season and 2-9-win seasons or something like that before he went to Penn State. We will now be getting recruits where we don't have to spin it or justify it or be like, oh, man, if you really break down the film, no. You're going to get recruits now that you're just going to look at and they're instantly going to pop off the screen to you because they're going to be real grown P4 caliber football players. And we have several on the roster now, but we're about to have them in abundance. And there's going to be a lot of games on the schedule where we might just be – remember when somebody would come to town that was like FCS or whatever and Frank would beat them like 48-6?
Yep.
It's coming back, dude. Easy wins. They're coming. And I cannot wait to tailgate and sweat more watching Steven cook steaks or whatever on the grill than I am in Lane Stadium watching us play football.
You know what, man? I love that. Love that. Like, it's funny you said that, Dan, because my and I've told you this, and I've mentioned this on the show. My dad, my brothers, and my uncle Gary and I have, like, a Virginia Tech football group chat. And we've been talking in there just about – my uncle's like, Grayson, you know anything? Your boys know anything? Does Dan know anything? Does David Cunningham know? I'm like, Uncle Gary, I don't know anything. Other than what people are saying. And that's all hearsay. I don't know what to tell you. But one thing he did say is he's like, I cannot wait if we hire him to beat teams like ODU and East Carolina or Shippensburg State by 50 points. And you don't have to worry like you did in the Foo era or in the Brent Pry era, that they were going to come into your trap and take that bitch over. Like, no more Old Dominion rolling in and just beating the brakes off us like they did this year. And credit to them for doing it. You know? I'm excited. I agree with that. And then also, man, just like outside of the transfer portal, the kids straight out of high school. Kendall Fuller was the last true five-star who were, you know, committed to VT. And can you, I don't want to say you can't count that, but that man had three brothers who played for Frank Beamer at Virginia Tech. The choice was pretty easy for him. Really, really the last true, on his own free will and accord, five-star player that committed to VT was Tyrod Taylor.
Ty God, baby.
QB1 who is now the starting quarterback? Who is now the starting quarterback for the New York Jets? And he's 36 years old.
Longevity, baby.
The greatest Virginia Tech football player of all time.
Tyrod.
Yep.
Okay. I'll accept it.
They're the greatest, really. When you, the reason people adore Jordan, now granted, he was the greatest basketball player. On accolades, Tyrod Taylor is the greatest Virginia Tech football player of all time. Three-time ACC champion in 4 years. Michael Vick, most exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I think most entertaining, most raw talent, no doubt. But on accolades, Tyrod Taylor, greatest Virginia Tech quarterback of all time.
And he also, when you're around him, has an aura that you just be like, damn, I get it. This is a superstar.
Yeah, he's the man. He's the man. Super friendly, but it radiates off of him. You know?
Speaking of aura, sorry not to interrupt you, but when James Franklin came on game day after he got fired and he was talking, there was like a level of swagger mixed with confidence, mixed with chip on the shoulder that just like radiated wherever he goes. He means business and he's ready for a revenge tour. And I'm so glad it's in Blacksburg, Virginia, where Enter Sandman will be an appetizer and not the main course.
I think his path, it's so cut out for him. The ACC, he's not coaching against Ohio State and the games that he was all often criticized for not being able to win against these giant blue blood programs. But hey, man, I watched a James Franklin coach team come out last year and beat USC at the LA Memorial Coliseum. I watched a James Franklin coach team in the Rose Bowl against Utah a few years ago, beat them 35-21. And I remember watching that game with PSU alum friends of mine, thinking, this is big boy football. I remember they ran the ball, their offensive line made ours look tiny, and just the poise of that team that day. Specifically, if he brings any inkling of that to Blacksburg, which I really think he will, anyone who was a doubter of him or who did not want him will learn to love that man real fast. What do we always say on here? Winning fixes everything. Everything. So I don't want to hear any more about that. Turn the page. I can be wrong about things, whatever. I'll take that on the chin. Anyone else out there who felt the same? Doesn't matter now. I'm ready to recruit. I'm ready to fundraise. I'm ready to renew season tickets, even though I live freaking 2,500 miles away. I'm ready to do it all. And you know what, man? We would be remiss, Dan. The committee did the damn thing.
Yep.
The committee did the damn thing.
They did. It was not an easy process, and they stayed the course. They said, this is who we want, and we'll do whatever it takes.
And they shout out to them, because I'm going to tell you right now, and anyone who knows ball knows getting a deal over the hump with Jimmy Sexton, the head of CAA Sports, that is no easy feat. That man is the best in the business. Bar none, hands down, at what he does with them contracts. And the fact that this committee, you know, Bruce Arians Eddie Royal, Bud Foster, I believe
Jay Pearson.
Jay Pearson,
the CEO for Victoria's Secret. I cannot remember her name. I do not want to mess it up. So,
but you know, we did it, and we got our guy. And I like, I was so incredulous. There's your SAT word of the day, in disbelief. Earlier today, I kind of thought to myself, wow. We got James Franklin is actually our head coach. And that wasn't from a place of like excitement. It was from a place of wow. Like we got a coach now who's been to the college football playoff. And And they got the deal done. And this guy is going to be a CEO and fix this damn thing. You got to believe that. And this, I'm telling you, Dan, I have not believed in Virginia Tech football and the direction of this program's probably since like 2008. Like, felt, damn, dude, this feels good in my chest. Be like, go Hokies. Oh, yeah, we got our guy. And who knows how it'll all shake down. But I'm optimistic now. My initial disbelief, it's gone away. And I think I was just so ready to know who it was going to be. Whether it was Franklin or anyone else, I was just like, dude, who is it? It's like think about the Royal Rumble. You know, we're quoting Ric Flair out here. When that buzzer's going down, whose theme music is it going to be? Who is it? You know, so it just is a good feeling knowing going into Miami and then, I mean, finishing out this season, going into UVA, we're going to know. And how good was it today, dude? Chris Long's podcast.
I was going to bring that up.
Go for it.
I was him and Nate, dude, they were in like Chris's face had a, like, it looked like somebody died.
Somebody died.
Like, he just found out somebody died. And his co-host, Nate, said, we got to do it this year because they're about to take all of our players.
Correct.
All of our recruits. And I was like, that's a ball knower. Because he's coming for that. He's coming for that honey. No money, no honey, baby. And we got plenty of it.
Chris Long is objectively, I think, just the coolest, one of the coolest UVA alumni that just exists. But he was a dog on the football field. I mean, really was a phenomenal football player.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And dude, I just think it's cool how he goes on podcasts, no matter how big or small, whatever. Like, you know, he'll talk to people, man. He's proud to be from Virginia. And, you know, shout out to him for being able to like lean into it, man. Those UVA fans, they were on my ass. They were on my ass. Whatever. I was at it's a Big Dean's. It's this like sports bar down in Santa Monica, and I saw some Wahoo fans, man. You know, V and the Swords, and I was wearing my Virginia Tech crew neck, and I saw them, and they were watching the Wake Forest game, and I said, go Deacons and go Hokies, baby. Whoa. And they looked at me. They're like, boo, you know, doing that whole thing. And it's all in good fun, man. You know how it is, the rivalry. And I tweeted that. It was like, you're a bitch. Like, you're an asshole. I'm like, dude, we're just having fun over here. It's a rivalry. Don't get it twisted. I do not mess with y'all. But come on, we're just having a good time. It ain't serious. It ain't serious. Yeah,
we're about to have a lot of fun.
We're about to have a lot of fun. Yeah. We're about to have a lot of fun. Shout out UVA Sports Parody, by the way. I don't know who's behind that account, but I rock with that dude. He's always like asking me about stuff. He's like, yo, Gray, you know, Grayson, what do you think about this? I'm like, yeah, you're cool, man. You're a nice guy. There's some cool UVA. Yeah, man.
Shout out that one random UVA fan that thinks I'm a lesbian and you're fat.
Dude, listen, I'm like, it's the internet, so
yeah. It's the internet. I laughed.
People can chirp me. It's always the one with no profile picture.
Always. Who's like,
it's always the one with no profile picture calling out appearance. I'm a Husky boy. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Husky boy takes a Husky boy to know a Husky boy. Listen, dog, I like to eat good food and have a cold pop every now and again. And if that makes me bad or whatever, or a little bit tubby, God bless. I'm here for a short time, not a long time. But your boy be hitting the gym too. So we're trying to take care of ourselves over here, you know? But it's like, have you seen School of Rock, Dan?
Oh, yeah. Jack Black.
So, you know, when he's talking to Tamika, she's a little bigger girl. But it's like, when Aretha Franklin gets up on stage, everybody wants to party with Aretha. Because she's big. But she's sexy and tubby, man. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just in a good mood, dude. Like, you can say whatever you want about my appearance. It's not really going to bother me. But just have a profile picture. Have a profile picture if you're going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we can get into that, but I'm just having fun, y'all.
Man, I'm so excited to have, like, this was a monumental day.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech Athletics. Business is about to be good for everyone.
Dude, you and I talk about that a lot. Every time I come on here, it is objectively good for business. Everyone in the community, every single content creator in this community, it's been so hard, dude. Like, you name it, man. Like, freaking Tails, TSL, Pete and Sam, Sons of Saturday. Who else? Boundary Corner. Those guys too, dude. It's like, you listen to all the shows. You listen to all the shows and they're all like, this sucks. I come on here. You and I talk about this sucks. Not today, but in the past. And I feel like, man, it's been that way just for too long. Like too long. And it's cool because this season, obviously, I mean, and this is a different podcast, but we'd be remiss if we don't mention it here. I think we got a superstar on the basketball court. That dude, Neo Dallas. So it's like, it's not all bad, at least right now, but it's like a lot of good news coming out of Blacksburg. It's weird when that happens.
Right. Wrestling lands generational commits that are brothers. Duffy seems to have a well-rounded, very athletic basketball team. Neo is hooping for Mike Young.
And it's not just Neo. Everybody, like, that looks like a well-rounded squad. Yeah. Toby LaWall still has that same bounce he had a year ago.
Hansberry. Yeah. Hansberry kid. And just think, imagine, I don't know, I'd be interested to see a week from today how many donations have poured in since the announcement of James Franklin. Because when football, the cash cow is fat and full, that money spills out into other sports.
Spills out into other sports, man. And it'll be so interesting, Dan, because on Wednesday – he's going to be introduced formally introduced by the athletic department as the head coach. By the way, if you live in the area, if you're a student at Virginia Tech, what are the details on that, Dan?
10 a.m. Castle Coliseum, open to the public.
Yeah, and it's going to be live streamed.
Yeah, and live streamed.
And they said it was going to be live streamed too. So,
but if you can make it there, I would imagine, like, I would encourage you to show up. I can't. I tried to fix my schedule, but there's no way I can do it working in Northern Virginia. I just can't make it. Trust me, I'll get my chances to be in front of that crowd. Like, I'll be fine, but you should definitely go make sure that you are in attendance for that if you can. That's special because we've never had a hire like this ever in the history of Virginia Tech sports. There has never been a more qualified person at the time of hire than James Franklin is today.
Fact. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is a fact. I mean, if you're able to go, go. I know it's at 10 a.m. on a Wednesday, but dude, I mean, if I know you live in Virginia, like David Cunningham, all them TSL guys, Evan Hughes, Liz Kitley, you better be there. Like, you know, shout out to those two, by the way. The fact, I mean, how cool was that the other night? Evan Hughes and Liz Kitley on the broadcast.
Elite cup, like tandem.
Yeah. And maybe one of these days a cute couple. I don't know. Just, I'm just saying, just, you know.
Whoa, modern day John Madden and Pat Summerall. Is that what I'm hearing?
Hey, yeah. I'm just kidding. No, they're adorable, by the way. That was really, really cool to see. Evan's my guy. Obviously, Dan, you know, Liz, friend of the show. I've never actually met Liz Kitley, but she's the greatest, I mean, of all time. And so, yeah, everybody better be there. I hope, like, you know, Mike Young's got the basketball team out there. Coach Duffy's got the women's basketball team out there. I mean, I want to see, like, a packed Castle Coliseum. I mean, just how cool would that be?
If they packed that thing out from corner to corner, that would be crazy.
I could see it. I could see easily. It pretty damn close, dude. Are you kidding me?
Easily.
Yeah.
Man. I literally, like, we were, like, Steven and I and Nate, we renewed season tickets at noon today. And then, boom, hours later, we get the FanWill tweet. Yeah. Well, shout out Mike McDaniel. He tried his best to beat him. He almost had him, but FanWill got everybody by 60 seconds. And I was like, damn, margin was close.
Well, it's hard to beat Pete, man.
You can't beat him. He's inevitable.
It's gospel. I had a buddy of mine, my buddy Dylan. He's like, it just says they're working the deal. I'm like, no, dummy. If Pete FanWill tweets it, it's done.
Yeah.
And unless it says early stages, if it says he's going to be the coach, he's going to be the coach.
Yeah. Like, dude, I'm so excited for the blitz that's coming of just decommitments from other schools that commit to us and the transfer portal, like all the players come, like the influx of talent, all the staffing decisions that I'm sure he's probably pretty much buttoned up by this point because he moves quick. Like, I'm just excited to see the build out and like what they do with the resources. Like, it's going to be a great offseason for me and for every other pod or content creator in the space. Like, it's, and for every just normal fan, like casual fan, like hardcore fan to casual fan, this offseason, there's going to be a lot of lying. But those lies are going to become truths, and that's what matters.
I call it restitution.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's restitution for 12 years of eating our lunch on the recruiting trail. And now Penn State, sure, we'll take half your team and all your decommitments, all 17 of them. You know, Suge Knight's a piece of crap, but to quote that famous come to death row.
Right. Be tired of all the, you know, people in the videos dancing.
Dancing. Come to death row. Come to the Terror Dome, baby. That's it.
Come here. Man. I'm so hoping. Like, it's a pipe dream, but if the tailgating vibes can meet the game vibes, and they have a baby and name it Natty, then I can die a happy man.
I want to win football games.
Yeah.
So bad.
Step one.
I want to turn my TV on Saturday, excited, excuse me, for Virginia Tech football. And I have not been able to do that for a long time. And I would like to change that, and I think that's going to change starting next year.
Yeah. Need appointment television.
Yep. What else, man? I mean, is that it?
Get a real quarterback.
Yeah.
And look, I love Kyron, great kid, but it just not it's not working. It's not, not it working. It didn't work. And I don't know. I think Tech takes blame for some of that. They failed him in his development, but at the same time, it's just not there. And the talent on this team next year compared to now is going to be night and day.
Yep.
And brother, I can't wait.
Like, give me an you know who James Franklin? Like, I mean, I know Brent Pryor, I guess technically for one of them, but give me an Abdul Carter or a Micah Parsons type player in Blacksburg. I mean, Penn State's had some hoopers over the years. Yeah, under James Franklin,
Saquon Barkley.
Put that man in the league. One thing that James Franklin loves is a good running back, and he's had a lot of those over the years.
What a coincidence. I also love a good running back.
I love a good running back. I love winning football games, Dan.
Yep. Comfortably.
Yeah, comfortably.
And close.
And close, but the big games.
Win them.
A lot of people say big game James, his record in the big games is not great, but – dare I say, it's better than Frank Beamer's.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't shoot me. But it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, James Franklin is our head coach. A lot of rumors aren't true. These rumors is true. Shout out DJ Khaled. Last tailgate in Chicken Hill, Saturday morning. Spot 534. Steven's going to be on the grill. Nate and I will be drinking some beers, watching Steven slave over some meats. And, yeah, dog. It's a last home game of the year against Miami. We probably know how that's going to go. I imagine James Franklin will be there. So that'll be exciting. And after that, we got to defend home or defend the state against the Wahoos. Hopefully, pray to God we can just keep the cup, and then we put that baby to bed.
And if we don't keep the cup, which you know, a colleague of mine at work is a Wahoo, Brody McDevitt. I've mentioned him on this podcast before. I said, "There's nothing scarier than an everything to lose versus a nothing to lose matchup." And y'all have a bye week this week. They talking about the Wahoos. They have a bye week this week. We play Miami, and then we go to Charlottesville. That bye week might kill. Who knows? I'm telling you, that, like, there's always a chance in that game. I don't care how good UVA is. I don't give a damn. I've been on this planet for 30 years. They've beaten us three times since then. Three times.
It's called mental real estate, and we own a lot of it in Charlottesville. Actually, maybe,
yeah, three or four times. But, I mean, that's a count on one hand metric, my friends. So there's always a chance against y'all. Oh, I promise that. Dan, James Franklin's the head coach. Thank you for having me on. When you asked me to come on, I was thrilled, dude. Today is a good day. Today is a good day. I'm going to go have a beer. Screw it. Go Hokies.
Hell yeah. Go Hokies, baby.